You're listening to the audio production of How to Be Married to Melissa, A Hilarious Guide to a Happier, One-of-a-Kind Marriage by Dustin Nickerson, published by Nelson Books. This book is read by Dustin and Melissa Nickerson. Dedication to who else? Melissa Nickerson, my Moonlight, CFO, and RBA. Foreword by Taylor Tomlinson. I've known Dustin Nickerson for roughly a decade now. He is one of the kindest, funniest, most hardworking people that I know. He makes me feel lazy and incomplete as a human being in the best possible way. But the most valuable friendships are the ones that make you desperately want to be a better person, and Dustin is absolutely that friend to me. Most importantly, though, over the last 10 years, Dustin has single-handedly renewed my faith in men. He likes to joke that nobody hits on him after shows. This is wildly untrue. I've seen it happen many times, and it used to make me very upset. I'd think, how can these women attempt to corrupt a man who talks so often about his wife and children on stage? If you want a comedian willing to cheat, it's not that hard to find, ladies. Leave my happily married friend alone. It took me a few years, but now I understand why. Women want to be with someone like Dustin Nickerson, someone who is both a wonderful husband and exceptional father. Someone who will get on stage every single night and tell thousands of people how amazing his wife is. Dustin has told me many times that if Melissa were to ever die, he would just become Robin Williams' character in Good Will Hunting. He and I have spent a lot of time traveling together, countless early morning flights and long car rides, and I'm always so grateful to be on the road with someone who not only is faithful and loyal to his partner, but talks about her in such a consistently lovely way. Some of my favorite Melissa compliments are endlessly interesting and strikingly beautiful. Stand-up comedians are generally very narcissistic. Sacrifice is not something that comes to us naturally. But Dustin's marriage and family always come before his career, before his own comfort, before his own ego. His priorities are never out of order. I have watched him take the first flight out Sunday morning after Saturday night late shows, often on 3 or 4 hours of sleep, to make it home in time for a baseball game or just trampoline time. He calls his children and talks to them like people. His voice doesn't change in that condescending way so many parents' voices do when speaking to their young kids. It is hard to say who I'm most jealous of in the Nickerson family. Dustin for being married to Melissa, or their children for being lucky enough to grow up with Dustin and Melissa as parents. This book will resonate with so many people. But it will also probably make you a little angry because who actually meets their soulmate in high school? Couples that have only ever been with each other are few and far between. But even with his rare and possibly romantic story, Dustin manages to be blunt, realistic, and hilariously honest about how much work it takes to have a success.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?